Hello and welcome back to Hard Factor Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dio, 13 gun parts, 4 p.m. Discussions continue now and we move on to the matter of the deadline for the phasing out of the old currency notes till January 31. And the central bank is brimming fire and brimstone at the moment, threatening sanctions against the deposit money banks if they do not get in circulation as much as possible the new naira notes. This was from our bulletin earlier today. A central bank of Nigeria says it will go tough on banks that continue to fill their ATMs with old naira notes as the deadline to phase out the notes nears. Director of CBN's Legal Services Department, Kofo Salam Alada, who represented the CBN governor, Emefiele, spoke during a sensitization event on the new naira notes in Computer Village Market in Lagos on Wednesday. He said the CBN is already monitoring banks that are still dispensing old naira notes from their ATMs. He, however, called on commercial banks to approach the CBN branches across the country to pick up the new naira note. He said the new notes are in the Apex Bank's vaults awaiting pickup by the commercial banks. Let's talk about this for a bit. January 31 is the deadline once again. There is no disputing the fact that the new naira notes are not in wide circulation. So I'm asking you, are you concerned that the new naira notes are not in wide circulation? Does that bother you in any way? Or are you comfortable because you can use your ATM cards, you can use your debit or credit cards, you can do transfers either via your mobile bank apps or using USSD or some other applications. There's quite a number of them out there these days. Are you comfortable? Why are you concerned? Let's get your take via facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH, via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We're also on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH. The number to call will be given out in a moment. But joining me via phone for this conversation as well is Ahmad Umar. He's an ex-banker of at least 20 years experience and a financial analyst. Ahmad Umar, good evening to you and welcome to Hard Facts. Hello, I'm Aldemar. Good evening. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Oh, thank you so much, Dayo. Thank you for having me.
Great. Today is the 19th. The deadline for the phasing out of the old naira notes is the 31st. So literally, we've got less than 2 weeks to go before the old naira notes are phased out and they are no longer considered legal tenders in the country. Less than 2 weeks, and we don't have wide circulation of the new naira notes. So the first question I'm going to ask you is the January 31st deadline for phasing out the old notes, is it still feasible in your estimation?
Of course, the way it looks now is a bit uncertain if it's realistic, going by the amount of the old notes that we still have in circulation, which is much, much more than the new note that ought to be more in circulation. So I believe the January 31st deadline might not be feasible.
So are you anticipating that the CBN will extend the deadline?
I think they will. They have no option. Because if the new naira note has not circulated well enough, with barely less than 2 weeks to the deadline, you can imagine what will happen before then. Definitely the CBN will just have to look at that deadline and readjust the deadline.
But
I think they will readjust it.
Why does that matter, and why should that be a consideration for extending the deadline? I mean, remember that a major reason, and the CBN possibly has or explained that it has several major reasons for the new naira notes. One of the major reasons, by the way, is to limit transactions using physical cash and ensure more Nigerians, as many as possible, get onto the cashless policy. Use transfers, use mobile bank apps, use USSD, use their ATMs and POS to make payment and all of that. So if that's the case, why would this be a consideration for extending the deadline?
Yeah, because, okay, fine. This issue of encouraging people to use alternate options when it comes to transaction settlements of bills and all the rest had been on like since 2009, and how deep have we gone in terms of financial inclusion? How many new people have we actually brought into the financial space? a lot of people are still outside this corridor. So you can't just come up, wake up one morning and said within 2 months, you want everybody that is outside the banking space to be in it and start using technology to carry out their transactions. It may work maybe in the cities, but what happens in the villages, in local government headquarters, and transactions that actually cash-based? What happened to all these people? You can't get them included within the financial net within 2 months. I think that timeline is highly unrealistic.
Yeah, but even the persons in the rural areas, I mean, let's not forget that this is not an outright phasing out of physical cash or currency notes at all. An individual can still withdraw 500,000 naira every week. And I think 500,000 naira is significantly more than the average rural person might need to withdraw every week.
Yeah. No. You know, the reason for this extension is just due to the fact that CBN had not been able to, I wouldn't want to say, the people responsible for circulating this new Naira note have actually not done a good job. Because if a good job has been done by now, the new Naira note would have dominated everywhere. But what you have the reverse. You go to the ATM, the old Naira is still being dispensed. You go into the banking hall, you get settled paid with the old Naira note. You go to market, you really see the new note. So for a transaction that ought to have a deadline of 35, and today it's 19, and we are still talking about the Naira note being more in circulation than the old note being more in circulation than the new note, then definitely we just have to tinker with that policy.
So let's talk about why that is the case. From your perspective,
sorry?
Let's talk about that for a moment. From your perspective, why are the new notes not in wide circulation?
Yes, well, there might be some, I don't know where the problem is from, but we all know that central bank should be responsible, you know, for the circulation of the new notes through the bank. So if the new notes had been printed and Central Bank believes that they have been printed in adequate quantity, so why are they not getting to the banks? So if they are getting to the banks and the banks are hoarding them, so it's left for the Central Bank now to sanction or to deal with any bank that hoards it without actually paying it out to the banking public. So there might be multiple reasons. The currency is not enough in supply, or the banks are deliberately hoarding it. But it is the responsibility of the central bank to ensure that this new Naira note gets to the public.
Now, from the CBN statement, which made news today, threatening to go tough on banks or sanction banks that continue to fill ATM machines with new Naira notes, and insisting that the new notes are in the Apex Bank's vault, awaiting pickup by commercial banks, it does seem clear-cut that the CBN is laying the blame at the doorstep of the banks. It appears the CBN is saying, we have the new Naira notes printed in enough quantities, we are doing our best to get them out, we are begging the banks to come pick up the new notes. They're not doing that, or possibly when they get that, they don't give them out. So the problem is not us. Look at the deposit money banks. However, while I was preparing for the show today, I spoke with a friend or two in the banking system, even high up in the banking system. And what I heard from them is, yes, they are getting some new currency notes, but nowhere close to what they need to affect the wide circulation. They get some. It's almost like it's being rationed somewhat. So they don't have enough to push out to put into their ATMs. And of course, if they can't do that, the POS operators also are saying that they're not even getting enough of that from the banks either.
Yeah.
So where would you say the problem is? And we have a chain here. There must be a weak link somewhere. Where do you think that weak link is? Once again, CBN says we have enough, we're giving out. The banks are saying, we're not getting it. We don't know where they say this thing is. Yes, we are getting some, but nowhere close to what would be enough to ensure that we can give out new notes strictly, as the CBN is asking us to. Where are we going to get the money from? Because we're not getting enough from the CBN anyways. So, where exactly is this, do you think the weak link is?
You see, all this points to just one thing, the inefficiency that has characterized the central bank lately. The CBN is the regulator. And if CBN says we have enough, believe you me, they actually know what you and I don't know. So as a regulator, if you believe you have enough and you have given out enough, and that enough is not anywhere enough within the public space, then you sanction. That is why you are a regulator. You sanction any bank that refuses. If you have given the bank enough, prove to the public that this is what we have given to Bank A, and Bank A, what have you paid out? The records are there. And if any bank actually deliberately tries to frustrate the efforts of the central bank of getting this new Naira note to the public, then it's left for the CBN to sanction that central bank. But for CBN to be exchanging words with the bank, we have enough, you are not doing this, I mean, it's lame, it's inexcusable, it's actually... In fact, it shouldn't be.
Ahmed, please hold that thought. We have to go for commercial break now. We'll return shortly. The conversation will continue. Do please stay with us.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, welcome back to Hard Facts to Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 28 come past 4 p.m. Discussion to run. Thanks for staying tuned. And we're discussing the Central Bank of Nigeria threatening to go tough on banks, deposit money banks in the country that continue to fill their ATMs with the old narrow notes as a deadline to phase out the new notes nears. My guest is Jomi Vafon, an ex-banker with over 20 years experience, financial analyst, Ahmed Umara. Ahmed Umara, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts once again.
Thank you so much, Daya.
Join the conversation. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter @ Nigeria Info PH. At the appropriate time to call 0700-93093. Now, Ahmed, before the break, you suggested and rightly so, of course, the CBN is the regulator, but you went beyond that to say that if the regulator, the CBN, says, we've printed enough, we know what we give the banks, From our records, they should have enough to give out. They shouldn't be filling their ATMs with old currency notes any longer, you know, and we should have a wider circulation of the new notes now. Now, that's not happening. We're going to go tough on those banks soon. Now, this suggests strongly, and you said you are prone to going with the CBN on this. Now, if that's the case, if the CBN is saying it as it is, that suggests strongly that something has gone wrong by the time the new notes hit the banks. So, question. Why will the banks be holding on to these new notes, or should I say hoarding them? Why would they be doing that, and what could possibly be the motive for this?
Okay. Yeah, you know, Daniel, it's just a shame where we found ourselves with the central bank, to be honest with you. Because it may interest you to know that the banks are the most regulated institution in this country. For every naira that is printed, CBN has a record of it. For every naira that is supplied to a bank, the CBN has a record of which bank has what. And the CBN can as well demand from those banks who have been paid what. So if central bank is saying that we've done enough, we don't know why this new naira is, I think it's just turning, I don't know, but I think CBN is just being economical with the truth. Now, this is what I am looking at. Perhaps CBN has seen that it will not be able to meet that deadline any longer, and they are trying to look for who to just shift the blame to, and that's why conveniently they are trying to accuse the bank. That's one. You know, they are trying to prepare who will suffer the collateral damage in the event that they need to extend this thing. So conveniently they will say the bank has frustrated us, but the banks are under CBN. If CBN gives a marching order, it will be met. So now, if CBN has given the banks enough money, the banks have no reason whatsoever not to distribute this money, not to pay this money to the banking public. It's not possible. Now, if the bank chooses not to pay, the CBN too has the record of what has been supplied and what has been paid out and to who it has been paid out. If, for instance, this is a political season, if politicians are making large withdrawals of the new Naira notes with a view to hoarding them ahead of election, then the CBN can as well get the record of who is being paid what. And anytime there is large cash transaction, there is reports that the bank files and submit not only to the central bank but to other. So the CBN can easily query a transaction. The CBN can see the movement of this money, and the CBN can deduce what is going on. So by the time they sit down in the comfort of their office and try to blame the bank while they are the regulators, I think it's much unfortunate, honestly.
So if I get what you're saying is, even if the banks are being high-handed and they are holding the notes because they want to give them to politicians who may require them for vote buying or other nefarious activities during the elections, even if that were going on, you're saying that the responsibility is still that of the CBNs to uncover this and sanction the erring banks.
Exactly, Dayo. It's just like your station and NBC. And somebody says that, Nigerian Info, maybe a particular radio station is being unprofessional. Look at what they are broadcasting. And NBC is now complaining. Why is this radio station being unprofessional? How dare you complain? You understand when you have responsibility and you have authority to back up that responsibility. You just need to roll the hammer of the defaulting bank, and everybody will just fall in line. But if CBN starts complaining and is not applying any means of deploying carrots and sticks on defaulting banks, that tells you that it's not the fault of the bank. CBN is actually hiding something or is not being truthful with the public.
Mm. Now, could all of this just be a ploy by the CBN? Remember, I did mention at the start of this conversation that a major driver of this policy is the cashless policy of the CBN, wanting more Nigerians to employ alternate means of making payments and settling bills. Could this just be a ploy by the CBN to ensure we don't have enough of the new notes in circulation so that Nigerians will not feel the need, a compulsion to handle physical cash and make payments using them, rather seek out these alternate methods, mobile apps, POS, ATMs, and the rest of it?
No, that's not a strategy. That can be sustainable because you still have, like I told you earlier, you still have a good number of persons that are outside the banking window. They are not yet in the basket. And this is crowd that you cannot just bring in within a space of 2 months. So CBN should not even devise that strategy with a view to forcing people into this maybe cashless and all the rest. You understand? They should have a more pragmatic and a more sustainable strategy of ensuring that at least the economy becomes cashless, but not as this means. You said you are changing notes, you gave yourself this line, and all of a sudden you are not distributing these new notes to the bank. The bank are still paying all notes, and 31st is beckoning on us, and nobody even knows what you are doing. And you think that will make people to start using alternate channels for settlement of bills because they cannot access the new? It can't work. It can't work.
What would be the impact of this? Let's attempt to create a hypothetical scenario here. So imagine that this deadline remains fixed, the 31st, and wavering, it doesn't shake. Let's imagine that's the case, and then the situation remains as it is. Of course, there's a chance that the situation might change between now and the 31st, and the new currency note will be in wider circulation, and more Nigerians will have access to them, and we hope that happens. But imagine a scenario where that does not happen, and the new Naira notes are not in wide circulation, the situation does not change from what it is today, and by the 31st, it remains the same, and the deadline goes into effect, the old notes go out of circulation and no longer legal tenders. What would be the impact of that on the economy?
Yeah, okay. If CBN remains adamant on this 34th deadline and the new Naira node has not been widely circulated, they are the central bank and they have the mandate to either extend or not extend. But if they choose not to extend it, it means they have information that you and I don't have, and they know that they already have enough, which of course, maybe they are waiting, maybe until a few days to the deadline, then they will push all this out to the banks, and then the new Naira notes will be everywhere. But if they don't have enough, and they are maybe trying to manage the situation, believing that maybe some sort of miracle will happen, it will result to enormous loss, you know, to the people, and which, of course, will make them lose confidence in the entire financial system, which, of course, that shouldn't have been the objective of the CPS. Because in a situation whereby people are still being paid with the old Naira notes, people are still having the old Naira notes, people go to the ATM and still withdraw old Naira notes, you go to POS, you get old Naira notes, and you are not thinking of extending it. So who is going to bear these losses in the face of this deadline that is fast closing in on us?
The line's open now. If you'd like to join the conversation, call 0700-93-093. That's 0700-93-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH. That's facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigerianInfoPH. Via Facebook, I've got Don Elisha goes, well, for me, CBN should still give more time because till now, I haven't even held the new Naira notes. The POS in my area are still using the old notes. I haven't pitied them the more. To the phone lines now. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Daya, good evening.
Go ahead.
Collins is my name. My brother is not attending, but will not work. Because I'm working in the transport company. Up to this moment, we don't even know what is the new tender. I've not seen the 200 before. I've not seen the 500 before. I use the POS and I use the ATM almost every day. I've not seen those money. I don't know how the color is, or less on TV. Only the 1,000 Naira that I used to see. And if you want to withdraw at least 10,000, you will see maybe 3,000 of the new one, then the 7,000 the old one. So it's not going to work. If they will extend it or they will cause anarchy in Nigeria. Don't know what they are doing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Once again, 0700-93-093. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Hello, bye.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Thank you very much. You can spread my king. So, today with you, CBN, please.
Turn off your video, said Michael, and go ahead.
Please, I want to beg on the CBN, please, to give us more time. Please, was the special 500 Naira is very scarce. I've never seen the 500 Naira before. I've tried to touch the 200 Naira and the 1,000 Naira. But 500 Naira, they should give more deadline for us, please. Nigerians are pleading. On behalf of Nigerians, I'm pleading them, please. To give us more deadline, please. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, also. 20 more minutes to go before 5. Still 0700-93-093. Live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Hard Fight to welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Hello, you'd have to speak louder, please. Okay, sorry, that's not working. 913, hello?
Hello, good evening.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Omok. I'm Machuku.
Go ahead.
Omok on Elga. Yes, as CBN give the deadline this Sunday, and up to today, we go to ATM. I go to ATM this afternoon to collect money. Then what I saw was old news throughout. Oh, I don't know how that deadline will still work.
All right. Hello, 913.
Hello, Dayo.
You're welcome. Go on.
Good afternoon. Dayo, you see, this is not the first thing about CBN complaint. I think from a sister station this morning, I had what the discussion was all about. But I want to suggest something to the CBN, Dayo. You see, the CBN is not on ground when it concerns the banking sector. CBN is not on ground. I think I should have expected CBN to have their desk in every bank, monitoring proceedings and knowing what goes in and out of the bank.
But that seemed not to be the case.
But if you listen to the interview from the start and my guest earlier on, even if the CBN does not have a desk at every branch of every bank across the country, the banking industry is so tightly regulated, and the CBN knows every amount, every naira note that's printed, right, knows okay, every bank that has it, knows how much it is bossed like every single time.
If that is then the case, it then means CBN itself is lying to us. It then means CBN is a lie, it's economical with the truth. There must be something we are supposed to, we've not known concerning what CBN, what do they have to achieve in telling us lies? You see, the banking sector is supposed to be a very highly regulated sector. And you realize that, I don't want to dive into that, what is happening between the CBN governor and the DSS. We don't even know the truth behind what is going on. If that is what is affecting the banking sector, then they should come out and tell us the truth, Dio. We don't understand where we are going to. This morning we are talking about the financial industry is the industry that controls the livelihood of every human being in the country. And if things that are done in this particular sector is in shady condition, what would the common man do? What would the common man do if they want to extend the deadline? Fine and good, let them come out and extend it. But don't look at don't bamboozle Nigerians and think you can just blame the bank.
Mm.
All right, Dayo, thank you very much. I like it.
Come on. You're welcome. Good to hear from you, though. Now, Ahmed Demar, I've got a question for you. Talking about the banks and the possibility of the banks holding the new notes and possibly, we don't know this for a fact, I suppose, given...
Hi.
I said, let's consider the situation, the scenario where possibly the banks are holding the new notes possibly... giving them to politicians who might be making very large withdrawals.
Yeah.
Now, one of the new policies of the CBN, and this one has gone into effect already, is the withdrawal limit. Individuals can no longer withdraw above 500,000 naira weekly, organizations 5 million naira weekly. And if a person is going to withdraw above that, you would need to meet certain conditions. There are handling charges you'd have to pay, and the CBN has to be notified as well. Now, obviously, and the politicians who might want to store up cash for vote buying during the elections are not going to be comfortable withdrawing 500,000 naira every week or even 5 million naira. They might require significantly more than that. If that's the case, how are the banks going to be able to successfully go about doing that, storing up the new notes for politicians and giving to them without the CBN being aware of this?
We're quite smart in this country, particularly when it comes to things that have to do with politics, position, and power. For corporate organizations, limited companies, I know their limit is 5 million, and maybe you just look at a scenario where perhaps one person can dish out 5 million into like 100 companies. So meaning that you could get 100 of your boys, maybe one person will have like up to 10 different corporate accounts in different banks, and then times 10, that is 100 of that, all withdrawing 5 million. That makes it 500 million in a week.
Mm.
So if every week 500 million can be done, in a month you're talking about 2 billion. So that's a possibility, that's a scenario. And all this can only happen also with the active connivance of the bank. But you have a regulator who sees this, who sees a trend, maybe an account that has not been withdrawing cash, that has never withdrawn cash up to that amount, all of a sudden is coming every week to take 5 million. I mean, that's a red flag. And such things should be escalated and reported. And it becomes incumbent on the regulator to ensure that investigations are carried out and where there is need, sanctions are meted appropriately. It's just that simple. It's just that somebody is just sleeping on his or her duty seriously.
Well, Lance Lepun, let's get your take. Hello, Hot Factor, welcome.
Hello, good evening, Dio.
Yeah, go on.
often they call it from immigration.
Go ahead.
The deadline of CBN concerning the new narrative. Many people have been talking about not being in circulation, being a new one. I think if it's not enough circulation before that deadline, I hope it will be very difficult to the common man, even the market women. Even as I'm talking to you now, I always receive money almost every day. But this new Naira note has not come to my possession. So they have to have a retake concerning the deadline. If really the new Naira note has been submitted to the banks are supposed to issue them to the civil servants who they pay every month. But today, the difference is the case. Please, let the government have a retake, not only the CBN. I don't really know what is happening in this country. They want to suffer the common man. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, 13, hello. Hello. Hard Factor, welcome, go on. 00700-93-093-913, you're welcome, please go on.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dayo.
Go ahead.
Good day.
Hello.
Yes, I've been following the conversation. You see, the monetary policy is very, very important. So, CBN, I know before they ask the public to deposit their ordinary notes with the bank, I'm sure they must have printed a large volumes of this new Naira note for the customer to use. So I'm sure CBM is an independent body. So all this unnecessary interference in their affair, I don't think that is not the solution at all. So what they will do is people should just exercise patience and they obey the CBM policy and deposit their old Naira notes with the bank. It just that would just solve the problem before the 31st of January. After the 31st of January, you can go to the bank and withdraw your new Naira notes. And I also suggest that when you want to make a withdrawal, you insist on giving the new Naira notes. And if the bank has it, I'm sure it will be given to the customer. That's my contribution, sir.
Right, you have for me. Ahmed, today's the 19th. Yes. The deadline is the 31st. We've got about 12 days to go before the deadline on the... about 12 days to the deadline, the 31st.
Yes.
Is it possible? We don't have a wide circulation right now. No doubt about that. A lot of Nigerians, if not most Nigerians, have never seen a physical copy of the new Naira notes. I mean, personally...
Yes.
Personally, I saw the 1,000 Naira and the 500 Naira notes for the first time today. I handed them for the very first time today. A lot of Nigerians haven't. I know people, even in the financial sector, who haven't seen or handled the new notes either. Maybe not in banks, but in the financial sector, who haven't handled that.
Yeah.
But is it possible, is it practicable to change that situation within the next 12 days?
Yes, very, very. Because the challenge is the mocking strategy is not working. You know, because the old Naira notes ought to be taken away while we have wider circulation of the new Naira notes. But unfortunately, that is not what is happening. People are depositing the old Naira notes, and the banks are still using that same old Naira notes to pay out again. So it means you've deposited, and if you have need for cash, you take cash and you still go back, you make a deposit in the bank, and then if you need cash again, you are still being given the old one that you are under obligation to take back before that 31st. So that's just the problem. If, for instance, they are mopping up the old notes, in place of the old notes, we are having the new notes, all this hue and cry wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, but is it possible to fix this situation and ensure that by the 31st or even before the 31st, we have a wide circulation, we will have the CBN, would have
reasonably... Yes, very, very possible, because is just a function of demand and supply. What it means is that there is inadequate supply of the new notes. So if they can fix the supply side, why not? In 5-7 days, it can be fixed. By the time you float the bank with the new Naira notes and you want the bank, any old Naira that gets into your vault should not be seen outside. Just take it straight to the CDN and deposit it. While we have given you, why not? Within 5 days, this situation will change. It's just supply. Nobody is doing anything about the supply side. The new Naira notes are not getting to the bank, and they cannot give what they don't have. So they are being forced to be paid with the old Naira notes. But if adequate supply had been done, and the old note, once it gets into the bank, wouldn't find its way back to the public space. I mean, within a week, all this scarcity, lack of new notes will just fizzle out.
Well, on that note, we have to wrap up the conversation then. Many thanks for being a part of it. You can keep the conversation going on our social media pages, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube at NigerianInfoPH. Well, especially thanks to my guest. My guest is an ex-banker with over 20 years experience, a financial analyst as well, Ahmad Umar. Ahmad Umar, many thanks for your time.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.